Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Got a good program for you today. Coming up later on in the show, we'll be taking a look at Alexander Payne's new comedy drama, The Descendants. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're offering another new and recent releases show. And I know you may be thinking we just had one of those a couple of weeks ago, and that's true, we did. But it's that time of year where there's a whole lot of stuff to catch up on, and some interesting things I'd like to feature for you on the program that we just didn't have time to get to on the most recent one of these shows. So let's dig right in. First up, we're going to begin things with an older score that's just been released on CD from the great Elmer Bernstein. This is his music for Rampage. Enjoy.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya-ree-ya! Kill my father and brother.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Me and she, we got hate for each other.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Black is the jungle.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Black is the jungle.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
This big cat, they say she'll live forever.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
No one catch her, they say never, never.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Hi-ya!
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Got a woman who loves me so true.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
I hope, woman, I come back to you.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Big cat, I come get you.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
You have killed my old father and brother.
Old man, the leopard wait for you.
Big cat, I come get you.
Thank you.
music written by Elmer Bernstein for the Jungle Adventure Rampage. Next up, we have a couple of scores which have just been remastered, written by Jerry Goldsmith. And they've received new CD releases which offer additional previously unreleased score material and, like I say, remaster them, make them sound a little bit better. The first of these, I think, is one of Goldsmith's most overlooked scores from the 1990s, a really beautiful effort for the Mel Gibson love story Forever Young. Take a listen. Wonderful stuff written for Forever Young. The other Goldsmith score, which has just received a wonderful new release, is one I've actually featured a few times on the program in the past, but it sounds better than ever before, and one of my favorite Goldsmith scores, written for the classic Joe Dante movie, Gremlins. Thank you. Great music from Jerry Goldsmith, written for Joe Dante's Gremlins, and boy, that remastered soundtrack certainly sounds excellent. We continue now with the final film score written by the great Jerry Fielding, just released on CD for the first time, a very brittle atonal effort for a movie called Funeral Home. Take a listen.
Thank you.
All right, do hope you enjoyed that music from Jerry Fielding, written for the film Funeral Home. We've featured a few older scores thus far on the program. Let's move on to some newer stuff, beginning with a brand new score from composer Thomas Newman, his moody, atmospheric work for the thriller The Debt. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting another batch of new and recent CD releases on the program today. Next up, a score on the gentle, breezy side of things from composer Mark Isham. This is his music for the family movie Dolphin Tale. Rather nice score from Mark Isham, written for Dolphin Tale. Next up, music from a guy we haven't featured before on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, but a talented composer, best known for his work in the field of television, probably more than anything for his work on the cable TV series The Tudors. But right now we're going to feature some of Trevor Morris's music, written for Tarsem Singh's blockbuster Immortals. Enjoy. Music from Immortals, written by Trevor Morris. Next up, a tremendously entertaining score from Danny Elfman, if not one that retains a whole lot of the composer's distinctive voice. This is the inspiring, robust music for Sean Levy's Real Steel.
Thank you.
That's music written by Danny Elfman for the blockbuster Real Steel. Do hope you enjoyed that. Now time to move along to the movie review portion of the program. After a 7-year hiatus, writer-director Alexander Payne has returned with The Descendants. The film stars George Clooney as Matt King, a wealthy Hawaiian attorney faced with the responsibility of raising 2 daughters on his own after his wife is sent into a coma after a boating accident. It isn't long before Matt's informed that his wife isn't going to make it, and that she'll need to be taken off life support soon. To make matters even more complicated, Matt's also facing one of the biggest business decisions of his life, whether or not to sell a massive chunk of untarnished Hawaiian real estate which was entrusted to his family many years ago. This may sound like an unlikely setup for a comedy, but The Descendants is often blisteringly funny stuff. Payne pulls off a remarkably tricky balancing act of comedy and drama, leavening intense moments with welcome humor and filling the laughs with painful truths. It's the sort of material which constantly threatens to fall apart, but Payne never misses a beat. He's aided by a revelatory performance from George Clooney, who surprises us yet again with a remarkably persuasive turn as a sad, frustrated, emotionally distant father suddenly forced to cope with a ceaseless flood of emotions. There are also pitch-perfect supporting turns from a host of B-list talents, Shailene Woodley and Amara Miller as Nick's daughters, Matthew Lillard as a guilt-ridden adulterer, Judy Greer as Lillard's wife, Robert Forster as Nick's embittered father-in-law, and Beau Bridges as Nick's chummy cousin. Payne also masterfully employs the lush Hawaiian landscape, finding subtle ways to use this tropical paradise as effective counterpoint to the no-holds-barred human drama. The tone is masterfully controlled. This is one of the year's most unflinchingly honest films, and also one of its warmest. That these two elements never seem remotely contradictory is a tribute to the talent of everyone involved. The Descendants is one of the year's best films. I give it a rating of 4 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I know we haven't gotten to any DVD or Blu-ray reviews in the past few weeks, and the past few weeks have been a little crazy, so haven't been able to get to those, but I'll try to start incorporating them again to the soon, and hopefully we'll get back on track with that. Anyway, I do wish everyone a good week, and back at you later.
Somehow the feeling still wasn't right, and still we continued on through the night. Tracing our steps from the beginning until they vanished into the air, trying to understand how our lives had led us there. Looking hard into your eyes, there was nobody I'd ever known. Such an empty surprise feel.